Welcome to Igniting Dreams Podcast. I am Joyce Gilmer, your dream activator for women of faith in ministry and in business. It is my goal, my purpose, and my intention to always help women to wake up to their dreams, get clearer about their purpose, and profit from their passion, using their talents, their gifts, and their skills. Today, I want to talk about favor and increase. I think it's important for us to understand as Christian women, people of faith, we may have some men listening too, so no shade against you. For believers, how about that? It's important for us to understand that we have favor and increase. As we go about our endeavors to do our daily task, do our daily roles, whether it's in corporate America or in a ministry place or at a church, or in your community, on your daily job, wherever you show up to be who you are, to walk out who you are as a mom, as a dad, as an aunt, as a grandma, as a grandpa, who you are as a person. What I want this particular episode to do at the end of the day is to encourage you, to let you know that you have favor and increase. If I were in a church, I would say, turn to your neighbor and say, I have favor and increase. So favor is defined as simply an act of kindness beyond what is due or beyond what is deserved. Favor is an act of kindness that's given to you, bestowed upon you, that allows you to experience something beyond what really you even earned or what is even due to you. You get more when favor visit your life. You get more when favor meets you in your business. And so this is what I want us to focus on for this particular episode. There's a scripture in Psalm chapter 5 and verse number 12. It says, surely, Lord, you bless the righteous. You surround them with your favor as with a shield. So when you think about the fact, it says surely. Surely means guaranteed. Most certainly, you are blessed, or you bless the righteous. If you are righteous, you are blessed and have access to the favor we are talking about today. As a matter of fact, Psalm 5 and 12 tells us and is telling us that we are surrounded with favor as a shield. When you think about a shield, what does a shield do? A shield protects. That would be the first thing I want us to understand, is that when we have favor, we have this supernatural protection. Even though we may not deserve it, even though we may not even need that, we know it yet, because we have this guaranteed, remember we said surely, we have this guaranteed favor from the Lord because we are righteous. So now we have this favor. This favor is as a shield. Again, we're talking about favor and increase. There is another scripture in Psalm 30 and verse 5. It says, for his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. So what are we saying there? Favor is eternal. As long as you are living, you have access to this divine, supernatural favor. The latter part of that says, weeping may endure for a night, joy comes in the morning. Most of the time we focus on the weeping and the rejoicing, but we forget that that text starts out with favor. So even though weeping may come, because we have this guaranteed favor that's eternal, joy absolutely will come in the morning. So wherever you are in your life today, whatever you're facing, you may have some difficulty, some trials, some circumstance, know that morning is about to come. It's on the horizon. Get excited about it, that there's a turn coming for you because of God's favor. Here's the other thing that I want to bring about favor to your attention. Genesis chapter 6 and verse 8, it says, the earth was corrupt and violent. But in verse 8, it says, but Noah found favor in the sight of God. So even though the earth was corrupt and it was chaos and there was sin everywhere and COVID everywhere, and destruction everywhere, and political issues everywhere, and racism, and all the things that are going on, even in today's world, Noah's world was somewhat like that, because it says that there was chaos everywhere. It says, but Noah found favor. So even in the midst of all that you are dealing with, you can find favor in the sight of God. And as a result of him receiving that particular favor, we know that although the world around him was destroyed, he and his family were able to be saved because he had favor. That's the kind of favor that I want. That's the kind of favor that I want you to tap into today. I want you to understand that even if other businesses are failing, that because you have favor, you can succeed. Because you have favor, your business can succeed. Even though other marriages may be failing, other people may be losing their jobs, other people may not be getting the gainful income, you will find favor in the sight of God and you will be saved and not destroyed. Ooh, that's so good. So as you're going about your activities, I want you to just repeat to yourself, get in this mindset that I am shielded with favor. I am protected because of favor. I am even saved because of favor. Destruction will not visit me. I am provided for because of this favor. Wow, that is so amazing. Favor also has some partners, if you will, some cousins that come with favor. Proverbs 8:35 says, whoever finds me, talking about wisdom, finds life and obtains favor. That's what it says. Whoever finds me, talking about wisdom, finds life and obtains favor. So now we are seeing this caveat that's letting us know that we need to have some wisdom in order to experience favor. Case in point, if you're believing for your business to be fruitful and for increase to come because of favor, you've got to exercise some wisdom and not spend inappropriately in your business. Because favor then is canceled in that instance because you failed to use wisdom. So I don't want us to think that we just are going to get this automatic supernatural favor without any discipline, without any stewardship, without any strategies. All of these things still must be in place as we are walking out our daily lives in our ministries and our business and even with our health and our wellness, that we need to utilize wisdom in order to experience the favor. All right? The other thing that I want to say about favor, I could go on and on and on about favor, like literally, but I want you to also know, I said it had partners. There are also contingencies, meaning that in order to experience this favor, that there are things that you must do, i.e. I spoke about it a few minutes ago, stewardship, right? Exercising wisdom. And we all know Deuteronomy 28, it's a really, really long passage in the Bible, very, very long passage. But it in essence talks about if you listen diligently to the voice of the Lord and do all of his commandments, that he is going to set you on high. He's going to promote you. He's going to increase your business. He's going to increase your capacity. He's going to increase your influence. He's going to increase your wealth. But it starts out saying only if you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord. So that hearken means to listen and to obey. So only when you are obedient to the instructions that you're receiving are you going to be able to then experience this favor that also has increase, that also brings with it promotion. It says it's going to set you high above all the nations. Come on, he's going to cause you to stand out. That's influence for real. He's going to cause your business to stand out. He's going to cause you to experience extreme favor and increase because of your obedience, because of the wisdom that you exercise, right? Because of the strategies that you choose to implement. As long as you obey and are in order with those particular things, you will experience favor. Again, protection, right? You're going to also receive provision. You're going to also receive promotion, all because of this favor. You get to also now experience increase. That is so amazing and exciting for me. So before I close the episode today, I just want to make sure that you understand this one thing. As a result of this divine supernatural favor that is visiting your life, starting right now today, because you have new information about favor and about who you are and about what God has promised you, that you need to understand that right now today, because of this favor, I have one word for you, and that is this: the door is open. The door is open. Favor opens doors for you. Oh, that's so good. Favor opens doors for you. Revelation chapter 3 and verse 8, it says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. No man can shut it. No man can shut it. This is the perpetual power of favor. It opens doors that no man can shut. Well, that's my time for today. And I am hoping that this has benefited you tremendously, that you are encouraged, that you understand who you are in the kingdom, that you understand how God wants to bless you. God wants to promote you. God wants to provide for you. God wants to protect you. God wants to increase you. And God wants to wrap you like a shield, all because of his favor. You will have favor and increase. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to share our podcast out, the Igniting Dreams podcast. I am Dr. Joyce Gilmer, your host and your dream activator. I love helping women of faith to wake up to their dreams, get clear about their purpose, and profit from their passion. Until next time, God bless.